You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to episode 15. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Beth Hewitt and I am your host of the Oracle of You podcast. And each day, Monday to Friday on the show, I share a short reading brought to you by multiple different decks in the hope that the message will reach you at the exact time that is right for you. Today we have got two cards from the Work Your Light Oracle card deck by Rebecca Campbell and one card from the Crystal Spirit Oracle card deck by Colette Baron-Reed. I'm really struck by the similarity in colours. Sometimes when I pull cards, the colours will really stack on top of one another. And so in the Break the Chain card, we have a lady who stood at the foot of a cave entrance, and we can see there are shadows of different versions of her entering into the cave. And she's either looking back into the cave from where she has come, or she is arriving there for the very first time. And the card says, break the chain. Ancestral patterns, healing and rewriting the future. Sometimes we don't even realize that our lives are really determined and governed by that which has come before us. We are so indoctrinated, conditioned by society, by religion, by culture, by our friends, by our peers, by our family, that we don't necessarily know that we are doing something because of ritual, because of ancestral patterns, because of our DNA, because of our lineage. And we get to choose when we're ready, and when we are aware of that, we have the ability to break the chain if that is something that is not serving us in any way. And the colours in the Break Your Chain card, the sky is a turquoise aquamarine blue, very similar to the aquamarine crystal card. And the aquamarine card is about enhanced clarity, calm, discernment and awareness and acceptance of one's truth. Sometimes we don't know what our truth is, because is it the thing that has been passed down to us, or is it something else, or is it a mixture of all of that? And the aquamarine card is really saying that it's really easy to get lost in the flood of information and the conditions and everything that's been passed down to us, and it's really easy to get lost in that and therefore not be focused on the task at hand or the path that we can carve out for ourselves. And so the aquamarine spirit is here to tell you that you have what it takes to sort out whatever it is that needs sorting out, for you to become clear in who you are and to have awareness in your decisions and everything that you want to do. Now, we've got the Get Grounded card, and one of the easiest way to reconnect to who we are and to have awareness of what needs to be healed and rewritten is to get grounded. As empaths, we are highly sensitive. And to do this, we can connect with nature, to connect with the elementals. The aquamarine card is saying that our powers of discernment are magnified, and we can make more healthy choices for ourselves and for others when we ground ourselves, when we find clarity, when we look carefully at where we are right now in the moment. And that we can call on the help of the conscious universe to work with both the energy of aquamarine, but also to work with those elements that need healing, those parts of us that need attention. And in doing that, we can start to quickly understand who we are. So the aquamarine spirit is saying, take a deep breath right now and be patient as you practice discernment, as you become more grounded in nature, as you start to observe the details that you may have been overlooking because we have been so bogged down in the detail of culture, of religion, of our peers, of our parents. And know that you have the absolute ability to recognize the importance of all of the small details that are there for you to uncover. All of the clues, all of the nuggets, all of the wisdom, all of the experiences, all of the memories. And that you right now are on the brink of attaining some really powerful insights as to who you are and how you want to be showing up in the future. So you've been told to slow down, to look carefully. All of the old patterns of who you thought you were have caused you to overlook all of this new information and material that is available to you, and that carries really insightful information about your next steps, your path, your journey. So as you start to ground yourself, as you start to stop, as you start to connect with the elements, trust what you notice, trust the synchronicities, trust those moments, the signs. And if you're feeling a sense of deja vu that is coming up through you as you connect to the conscious universe, anchor into what it is trying to tell you. What lessons are here for you to discern? Be observant, use all of your senses to make decisions for both yourself and the highest good and that which you want to bring forth into the world. So the aquamarine and the message of the card today is about stopping and gaining clarity so that you can relieve yourself from past chains, past patterns, past cultural lineage, DNA, relationships, karmic, past lives, whatever that is for you, contracts. You can break any of those chains that no longer serve you by getting grounded. And then once you've done that, you can start to create a vision, an identity, a life that you want to hold in the future. I really hope today's episode has been of interest and resonates with you. I would really love to hear from you. You can email me at support@visualizeyou.com. If you are ready to start your own journey of self-discovery, do sign up at journeytogratitude.com for our next gratitude journey, or you can sign up four more episodes so you never miss the next one at oracleyou.com. Okay, until next time, have a wonderful rest of your day. Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.